There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. You are listening to Red Table Talk, the Estefans podcast. All your favorite episodes from our Facebook Watch show in audio. How well do you really know the men in your life?
I wanted to be stronger, tougher, hairier, and also resenting my dad because he wasn't that lumberjack guy.
Inside the Minds of Men with actor Justin Baldoni and superstar boxer Canelo Alvarez.
Everybody's the meanest, the toughest, yeah.
And the sweetest.
For a rare conversation where men actually talk about their feelings.
Yo soy peleador y eso, pues también tengo mis sentimientos. Cuando quiero llorar por algo, lo hago.
And the two words we need to stop saying to our men.
I cried in front of my girlfriend. She actually told me to man up.
Today we're doing something we've never done before. We've invited only men to the table to talk about what it means to be a man, because for generations, men have been conditioned to be seen as strong, rugged, independent, fearless, and as masculine as possible. Traits that, when taken too far, can lead to aggression, violence, physical and mental health issues, and suicide. Quite literally, toxic masculinity. But many men today are challenging those traditional ideas of manhood. A recent GQ survey showed that 1/3 of the men said they wanted to be described as gentle, while only 8% wanted to be macho. In today's world, famous and powerful men equally share parenting duties, wear dresses, apply makeup, and cry, all in public. Strength or sensitivity? Fearlessness or feelings? What does it mean to be a real man in today's world? Joining the Red Table to help men find a happy medium is Mexican superstar boxer Canelo Alvarez.
Ranked as the number one boxer fighting today, Canelo Alvarez pulls no punches when inside the ring. And his upcoming November 6th fight against Caleb Plant has history on the line. The winner of this bout is set to become the first undisputed super middleweight champion in boxing history. A victory in this fight would secure Canelo's legacy as one of the greatest boxers of all time. But this fierce fighter shows an entirely different side outside the ring. Canelo is an affectionate father who dotes on his wife and three children.
Yeah. The baddest, the meanest, the toughest.
Yeah.
And the sweetest.
And the sweetest.
Muchas gracias, un gusto estar con ustedes.
Canelo, sabemos que tienes una pelea histórica, por eso estás allá entrenando. ¿Hay algo que puedas compartir que tú haces justo antes de que sales a darle todo?
Me encomiendo a la Virgen y digo que sea lo que tú quieras y que gane el mejor. Para mí tienes que tener el instinto ese de peleador, eso es seguro. Y pelear con ese coraje de ganar, con las ganas de ser alguien. Y yo realmente cambio toda mi personalidad cuando me subo al cuadrilátero. Mi instinto de peleador, pues ahí está.
Mira, yo tuve el honor, muchas gracias, de cantar el himno en una pelea tuya. Y yo te tengo un miedo con esos guantes puestos. Pero ese día yo te miraba... El corazón que tienes, cómo respetabas a tus mujeres, el cariño que tenías y el apoyo que yo vi que tú le diste. Entonces, ¿tú crees que hay dos Canelos?
Gracias a Dios. No sé cómo le he hecho, pero se separa una cosa con la otra y cuando me subo al cuadrilátero veo por todo.
Tuvimos la oportunidad, el privilegio de conocer el otro lado tuyo y eso me impresionó aún más. Eres una persona que es... Eres completa.
Se deja peinar por la hija.
Sí, me dejo pintar las uñas, los ojos, me pone moñitos y ahí me hace sus destapalles, pero pues bueno, ¿qué hago?
Si ella quiere pelear, ¿cómo te vas a sentir?
Ay, la verdad es que no me gustaría que peleara, y menos mi hija, ¿no? Porque es un deporte muy duro. Pues al final de cuentas ellas son los que deciden, ¿no? Hay que apoyarlas en todo lo que quieran.
¿Qué forma tú piensas criar a tu hijo y piensas criarlo distinto que a las niñas?
Tiene que ser igual, tiene que ser parejo, ¿no? Todos pueden tener el mismo gusto, tienes que uno crearlo de la misma manera, ¿no?
Yo sé que tú eres el más chiquito de la familia, ¿no? Tú eres el
sí.
último de 7 varones y una niña, son 8 hijos. ¿Cómo era tu padre con ustedes?
Mi papá siempre se dedicó siempre a trabajar, llevaba para darnos de comer a los 8, imagínate. Nos enseñó más que nada a ser honestos y responsables. Era cariñoso también y fue un excelente padre.
¿Tú? Creciste, o sea, tu niñez, peleabas todo el tiempo.
Sí, sí, claro, pero no sufrí. La verdad es que me encantaba pelear. Pero sí, como era el diferente, pelirrojo, pecoso, sí, los apodos y todo ese tipo de cosas.
El apodo más lindo fue Canelo.
Sí.
Sí, sin duda.
Ahora, tú eres de los pocos niños que no se convirtió en una persona insegura por las cosas a lo mejor que la gente te decía.
Lo que tengo más en la vida es seguridad.
¡Eso! ¿Y tú crees que el machismo viene de la inseguridad que puede tener un hombre?
Muchas veces sí, la inseguridad viene de eso, ¿no? Que se sienten menos, que le da vergüenza a algo y lo sacan de esa manera con el machismo.
¿Cómo tú crees que se puede combatir el machismo?
La verdad es que es muy difícil cuando no quieres. Si ya está montada su macho y quiere ser así, pero nada más que piensen que le están haciendo daño a la otra persona y que va a crecer con un daño muy fuerte y que va a seguir la tradición con los hijos de él y por eso el mundo no cambia, ¿no? Porque tiene que empezar por uno. Todos tenemos que poner un granito de arena y empieza desde ahí, desde la educación que te dan y cómo te crían.
¿Cuál es el mayor acto de machismo que tú crees que tú has tenido que combatir tú mismo?
Pues con mi esposa, más que nada, ¿no?
¿La deja ponerse minifalda?
Pues hay de minifaldas a minifaldas, ¿no? Y aparte, pues es mi esposa. Depende del lugar, porque tú sabes que hay tanta gente que quiere armar un pleito, entonces si va con una minifalda pues muy, muy corta o algo, pues le van a decir cosas y al final de cuentas pues yo me voy a enojar.
Tiene que ser difícil ser la esposa de Canelo.
Sí, no, la verdad es que por eso me casé con ella, porque pues nos entendemos, nos llevamos como mejores amigos.
¿Tú crees que tú estás conectado con tus sentimientos?
Sí, estoy conectado, porque cuando quiero decir te amo, digo con todo mi corazón. Cuando quiero llorar por algo que tengo que, como un sentimiento que se me viene, lo hago sin importarme, porque el tener sentimientos, el sentir algo por alguien, ¿no? Es bonito desahogarte. ¿Qué
es algo que tú recuerdes que realmente te ha hecho llorar, Canelo?
He llorado en películas por mi hija, que a veces que le duele a ella o que está pasando algo, pues también he llorado, me hace llorar con cartas de que me dan mis hijas o mi mujer. La verdad es que pues, son sentimientos muy bonitos.
Y es importante que te vean, o sea, que vean esa faceta tuya, porque imagínate la cantidad de hombres que te admiran por lo que tú representas. Y yo creo que escuchar que una persona como tú pueda ser honesta y pueda decir, yo sí lloro, y yo lloro de la misma manera que ustedes pueden llorar, a que nos demos cuenta, Canelo, del daño que estamos haciendo nosotros mismos enseñándole a los niños, los hombres no lloran, tienen que ser de una sola manera. Dime tú.
No, para nada, creo que eso no tiene nada que ver con ser débil o no ser débil. Claro, si tienes un momento difícil y quieres sacarlo de esa manera, pues puedes hacerlo. La verdad es que lo que quiero darles a entender es que si yo soy peleador y eso, pues también tengo mis sentimientos.
¿Y tú tienes la menor idea de lo sexy que es eso, un hombre?
¡Ay! ¡Qué bonito!
Definitivamente. La flaca trajo sus guantes.
¡Ándale!
Estos guantes me los firmó Canelo, yo diría hace más de una década. Se los firmé hasta todo el equipo del Gordo y la Flaca, pero la Flaca se los llevó a la casa. Los amo. Y te los quería mostrar para que sepas que fui yo la que se quedó con ellos.
Muy bien.
Canelo, te agradecemos tanto que hayas tomado tiempo, porque yo sé lo difícil que es cambiar así del enfoque que le tienes a la pelea. Y ahí estaremos viéndote ganar.
¡Canelo!
Te espero las uñas pintadas.
Sí, ahí me va a poner stickers y todo.
Hermano, todo lo mejor. Gracias de nuevo por compartir.
Igualmente. Gracias. Cuídense mucho.
Amazing. And you know what? It comes from a place of being so humble. And he said something that really caught my attention. If you want to change as a man, you have to want to do it. Yes. A lot of them, they just don't want to change.
He also spoke about machismo, starting in the home, how we raise our boys and girls,
and the fact that he's comfortable crying. Like,
yeah.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Zap! Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
But now we have another delicious meal as resident heartthrob Rafael on the beloved series Jane the Virgin, which I had the honor to be on. Justin Baldoni caught the eye of many women and probably quite a few men too. Justin has made it his mission to reach men and help create positive change, exploring traditional masculinity and reimagining what it means to be a man in 2021. Welcome, Justin, to the table.
Yay! We're so
thrilled to have
you. Thank you so much for having me. I wish I could be with you in person.
We're going to get to the book that you wrote that I find amazing and so incredible and so needed right now. But I want to hear about your upbringing.
I grew up in LA and then we moved to Oregon when I was 10. And so I got to experience kind of like the liberal and the conservative mindsets. And when we moved to kind of more of the conservative area of the country, where a lot of the dads were like rough and tumble and lumberjack kind of guys and worked with their hands, and my dad was more of an entrepreneur, I remember just feeling like I didn't fit in because I wanted to be bigger, stronger, tougher, hairier. That eventually happened. And also resenting my dad because he wasn't that lumberjack guy. And so growing up, having that dichotomy of wanting my dad to be tougher, wanting him to teach me how to fight, teach me how to hunt, and feeling like there was something wrong with me because I wasn't naturally that thing. Because where I grew up, the box was you need to be strong, tough, hairy, smoke, chew tobacco, drink beers every week and go camping, you know, shoot deer to be man enough.
There are statistics about how these pressures imposed on men have negative health repercussions. Things that you're mentioning, even like chewing tobacco and drinking and encouraging men over time to do that, is leading to lower life expectancies. What would you tell young boys so that we can teach them and teach women as well?
Oh, thank you, Emily. This is an interesting question because men have really been trained and brought up to be robots, to be emotionless. And women have been brought up to be, in many ways, the opposite. All of us boys have been taught to do that for self-preservation because showing emotion is weak, because being sensitive is weak, when in reality, us men are deeply insecure. We just can't admit it to anybody because admitting it would then be counterproductive to all of the socialization that we've been taught, because we've been taught we have to be strong and confident and brave and tough and take physical risks and know all the answers and take up space and you name it.
And you've been called brave because you're challenging this traditional masculinity. How do you define brave?
I would argue that one of the bravest, strongest things you could do is admit your weakness to another man, because that is when everything is on the line. We train as athletes. We spend all of this time reinforcing the idea that we got to work, 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 put in the work, get in the gym every day, hustle, hustle, hustle. But we don't do it emotionally. God forbid we put in the same amount of work in the gym as we do in our hearts. So it's so much about reframing the narrative, understanding that this is not about saying you as a man are bad or wrong. But at the end of the day, we have to look at the world and we got to look at the fact that one in four women over the course of their lifetime has a very high probability of being raped. We men are doing this. But if we're the problem, then what I would argue and what I would offer to men is that we're also the solution.
Yes.
And I'm sure all of you women know there's nothing men love more than finding solutions. So I would like to invite men in and not attack and call men out.
Justin, I got so excited when I heard that the Spanish version of your book, Man Enough, is now available everywhere. Tell everyone about the book, because I read it and I love it. You mentioned about undefining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you mean with that particular choice of word? Because it's fascinating to me and it's a very astute.
When I first started this journey with masculinity, I thought I wanted to redefine what it meant to be a man. The way that we've been brainwashed and socialized to believe that we have to be as men has created a box, a very rigid definition of masculinity. For me, undefining it simply means to take ourselves out of the box. Because if you really think about it, masculinity is a performance. Why? Because we have to earn it, because it is subject to somebody else's approval. Mm. Even the word emasculated. Mm. That means that somebody can take away my masculinity. Well, if I'm going through the world thinking that my masculinity has to be proven in every place that I go, that I'm not born with it, that I'm already coming from a place of lack. I'm already coming from insecurity because I don't have enough of it, that we're always trying to like prove and exercise dominance over somebody else and we'll never get to the top.
If we're going to do better, we have to change exactly what you're talking about, that dynamic.
Yeah.
Justin, I'm listening to you, and I think this is the hardest thing you're ever going to do in your life, to try to connect with men.
You're right. It's not easy. I question why I'm doing this all the time. Because really, at the end of the day, I am going up against the very people I want to be accepted by. Wow. And that's a really hard thing for us men, because we want to be accepted by other men. Mm. And so that's why, as an example, you have silence when other men say things that are sexist or racist. When you see other men maybe treating women certain ways, there's so much silence because of the fear of going up against other men. And for me, doing this work is terrifying also, because most men that don't actually listen fully to what I have to say or read the book just assume that I'm doing it for money or fame or to try to get laid, which is what I get that all the time, which is hilarious. My gosh. And not understanding that at the root of this is actually my desire to set myself free.
And by the way, women are just as guilty, because there is this whole mystique to a woman about, you know, the big, brawny man that comes and sweeps you off your feet and you don't have to worry about anything the rest of your life because he's going to have all the answers. What role do you think the modern rise in femininity plays in today's masculinity?
Well, first of all, I love where this conversation is going. And it's something that my wife and I talk a lot about. What's the woman's role here? We can't separate ourselves from the idea that we're all raised in the same system. Women have their own version of internalized misogyny, which is you're raised in a culture that teaches you that you need to be protected. But it's also true, because you do need to be protected. Yes. And this idea that women want to feel protected is real. But the idea that we're raising our next generation to protect means that we're too late. It's a Band-Aid to a deeper problem, right? We have to actually stop it at its source, which means we have to be teaching our young boys to stand up to other boys. But what I do want to say is this. It's really important. A lot of the messages I get from men are, okay, Justin, I need your help. I cried in front of my girlfriend or my wife, or I did this thing and I was vulnerable. And she actually told me to man up.
Oh.
And so what it comes down to is you got to go all the way back to the source and recognize that, like, when we're raising these boys, when we're raising our children, we have to allow them to feel, allow them to cry. And ourselves, we have to find spaces where we can let it out.
I know how good I feel after I cry. When you have one of those days that, you know, that you're talking to a friend and they just go, you know what? Just let it out.
Let it out.
We're used to telling a woman, let it out. But if I would see a guy, I mean, I was looking at you and I'm thinking, if I would see a guy doing the same thing, yeah, I think I would say I would let it out, but I would be like...
But you don't want him letting it out.
Right? No. I think I would feel uncomfortable if, you know, Like, I really want to help you.
Because you're
a understand a woman, but I... Exactly.
That's brave of you to admit it. Maybe that's where we start.
We have to start with
I wouldn't
that.
Understand if I'm doing the right thing, telling a guy, yes, let it out.
There's a responsibility here of understanding that us men can't make that move. We can't, like, step into that part of ourselves. We can't be vulnerable, especially with a woman, if the woman also has been socialized to see that as weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this really exists in the machismo culture, especially yes. from a lot of my conversations with Latin men and women, this idea of these roles. Because if you're trained to see that as weakness, as a woman, and as a man, you're taught you can't ever go there, then our gap is too big. We'll never get there. So I think that there's a little bit of work on both parts.
Exactly.
And it's about time that we embrace vulnerability as strength. I think that we need to be teaching our boys to feel, to cry. Emily, you brought up earlier this idea of physical ailments being linked to masculinity and machismo
right.
culture. And there were studies that were done in the 80s that showed that the tears that we cry as children, as human beings, actually contain stress hormones.
Wow.
The tears that we need to cry when we're children are actually our body telling us we have to release something. And those stress hormones, when they're not released, they lead to things like cancer and heart disease. And you name it.
What have you found about masculinity and mental health of men? Like how the expectations of masculinity, what it does to your heads.
Well, the greatest myth of masculinity is that we have to do it alone, that we can't ask for help.
Exactly.
Here's the beautiful thing. I'm on a healing journey trying to understand my own trauma, why I act the way that I act, because I'm tired of hurting people that I love. And the deeper I go in, the more I replace that energy and time I used to spend on my body with going in and healing the parts of myself that had been broken for years, the little Justin that has been screaming for love and attention and compassion, the more I heal that, the more I recognize that my desire for influence and success and for money and all of that is really just a trauma response. And all of ours is, if we really think about it. There was a part of us that wasn't seen growing up. And so for me, I recognize that I'm the most at peace when I am telling the truth and when I'm encouraging truthful, honest conversations. We all have a job to do, which is we have to go in first and we have to recognize that it's our job to heal. It's not our partner's job. It's not somebody else's job. And the most manly thing we can do is recognize that we have stuff we have to work out and we need somebody else's help to do that.
Absolutely.
And, I'm not an expert. I'm a guy that's just... on a journey trying to heal and trying to unlearn. And I hope that people are willing to talk to experts and therapists and go deep because the world needs us to heal.
Well, you
Thank
know
you
what?
Very much.
You may not be an expert, but you are starting the conversation. But since I love my experts too, we are going to bring one to the table.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Dr. Michael Eric Dyson serves as a distinguished professor at Vanderbilt University and has authored over 20 books. His new book, Entertaining Race, Performing Blackness in America, explores the challenges that many men face, especially in the African-American community. Welcome, Dr. Dyson. Woo! With Justin at the table. Doc. What is your first reaction to everything you've been hearing?
Look, it's an extraordinarily necessary conversation to have because, as they say in the streets, the stakes is high. The consequences of this are not just theoretical, not just philosophical. They're in our bodies. They're in our relationships. They're in our homes. Men's conception of masculinity has a profound impact on how we view the world, how we share power or don't, how we view women or don't.
What is masculinity in 2021 for you?
Well, look, it's a variety of things. It's what Justin's been speaking about. It's in process, right? Russell Westbrook, a tremendous basketball player during Fashion Week. Oh, my God, he's wearing a dress.
Dennis Rodman
way before then, yep, was pioneering.
We were in Bali. You were a little girl. Emilio had to wear a sarong in order to go into the restaurant.
That's right.
It was the men that wore the sarong.
No doubt about it. So I welcome the opportunity for men to relieve the burden of having to carry the mythology that we know it all, that we can think it all, as you were saying earlier, that you have to do it by yourself, to have partnership, to ask other people, to reach out, to ask questions. That's extremely important in terms of redefining masculinity. Yeah. And I listened to Brother Justin brilliantly deconstruct masculinity and ask questions about what we as men should do and what we should be about. And I can't help but think about the way in which race makes a difference even there. Because as a white guy, you're presumed to have a certain kind of power and authority, and therefore you can give it up easily. But if you're a Latino, if you're African-American, if you're a black person, if you're a person of color, and as a man, you haven't been granted from birth the same prerequisites and the same presumptions about your masculinity that you can so easily lay it down because we ain't even got it yet. So it's been a fascinating conversation, and it's so necessary for all of us to ask serious questions about the destructive character of our toxic masculinity, poisonous patriarchy, and the way in which our masculinities have punished as much as they have relieved.
And punished every male.
Professor, how about if you start doing that as a man and the woman tells you, man up?
You just say, well, show me how.
Hey! Because
you're more of a man than me. So.
That's when it's...
Or, I am many.
No,
that's right.
That's when it's the woman's responsibility because it's both sides.
Yeah,
you know, we can't play into it.
We're letting that continue.
Masculinity is never a one-way conversation. It's a dual conversation. It's a tripart conversation. It's a conversation with the culture. Our women in our lives tell us, man up, step up to the plate, be a responsible human being. How do you claim that part of your masculinity that says, I want to nurture and protect? I want to love my loved ones. I want to protect my children. At the same time, express it in a way that allows them the freedom to say, I'm going to claim to be who I am. I'm not going to be limited by earlier visions of manhood that restrict my ability to be free.
Justin, what have you found the response to be? What do you think is happening? Is it getting better?
What I'm seeing happen is men are hurting so much right now because they've never had an outlet. They've never been able to talk about this stuff. And what I'm finding, what I found after the TED Talk especially, was that men would publicly attack, but then privately they were messaging me in the masses. And that just goes to show the issue that we have, which is we are different private than we are public.
It's very difficult for you guys to express yourself.
We're looked at, why are you so emotional? You're a man. No, I'm emotional because I'm a man. And I don't want to hold in to raise my blood pressure, to raise my heart disease, to raise my cholesterol. Let me let that poison out.
Yeah, don't eat your stress tears.
Don't eat the stress tears. Let them flow out. And then I think we have a better uplifted conception of what it means to be a man.
We're all in this together is the bottom line. And when men do better, women are going to do better and vice versa, because it's all very interlocked. We're human beings. Love everyone and don't judge.
Yeah.
Thank you both for being here. Thank you so much, Justin. Hopefully this conversation opened some eyes, changed some minds, and hopefully will have a positive impact on our children, our future, both men and women, so that we can just become better and be more loving towards each other and make the world a better place to be.
Thank you
to all of our guests who joined us and all of you out there
and Canelo.
Who have joined this conversation.
And good luck, Canelo.
Thanks for listening. To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/Red Table Talk Estefans. Red Table Talk The Estefans is a production of Westbrook Studios in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle.
So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.